USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia masses troops on the Ukrainian border, a video conference call between Presidents Biden and Putin started a dialogue. President Biden from Russia state media.
Good to see you again. Unfortunately, last time we didn't get to see one another at the G20. I hope next time we meet, we do it in person.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Gas is not currently flowing through the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which means that it's not operating. It is leverage for the West, because if Vladimir Putin wants to see gas flow through that pipeline, he may not want to take the risk of invading Ukraine.
It should be noted the media was barred from the meeting, and the White House is not releasing a transcript. Olaf Scholz was voted in as Germany's new chancellor on Wednesday, bringing an end to Angela Merkel's four terms at the helm of Europe's largest economy. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The House voted along party lines Tuesday evening on a bipartisan agreement that allows Congress to move closer to raising the nation's debt ceiling. Lawmakers are still facing a timeline. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told them she estimates the United States would reach its debt ceiling next week. A man was arrested after setting fire to the Christmas tree outside Midtown News Corporation's building early Wednesday morning in New York City. The holiday display was set ablaze shortly after midnight, and the flames quickly spread up the tree in Fox Square. That's outside the 6th Avenue building that houses Fox News, The Wall Street Journal, and The New York Post. A man was arrested, but it's unclear if he's still in custody. Closing arguments are scheduled for Wednesday morning in the case against former Empire actor Jussie Smollett, who's accused of staging a racist, anti-gay attack against himself in downtown Chicago to get publicity. 39-year-old Smollett is charged with 6 counts of felony disorderly conduct for making what prosecutors say was false police reports. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator Mike Braun on Newsmax Tuesday says Russia and China have already changed the dynamic on how they deal with the United States after President Biden took office.
You know, I think if I look back to what might have happened when Trump was in charge, there was clearly a feeling that you could not get by with that kind of stuff, both from China and Russia, because there was the uncertainty of what the response might be. And I think when you kind of make apparent up front that you're saying, well, we're going to talk this through, I don't know that Putin respects it. I think that you should always use diplomacy. We don't want to get embroiled in any foreign escapades. I'm one that believes that a lot of that has to do with how you set the stage, though, way ahead of the game. And when your behavior is similar to what we've seen in terms of how we deal with Iran, how China and Russia, since the Biden administration has taken over, are doing things that are out of character with what it was before. I mean, you just do the logic. They're calculating differently, and I don't know if you can make a difference when you're engaging when troops are already amassed, or when China's been out saying very clearly that don't step in too far when it comes to the Taiwan issue. They've already changed the dynamic, and a lot of that has to do with how you set the stage leading up to where you are.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.